Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, April 1st, 2024, through Friday, April 5th, 2024. Monday, April 1st, 2024. Chipley Sovereign Citizen convicted at trial of $3.4 million tax fraud scheme, filing a false lien, and absconding while on bond. Judy Grace Sellers was found guilty of conspiracy to submit false tax returns and defraud the U.S. Treasury, substantive counts of aiding in the preparation of false tax returns, filing a false lien against the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Florida, and failure to appear. Sellers faces a maximum penalty of 23 years in federal prison. According to evidence presented at trial, in 2008 and 2009, Sellers operated a website called commercialremediation.com, on which she promoted the use of IRS Form 1099-OID to commit tax fraud. Sellers identified as a so-called sovereign citizen and perpetrated the false premise that the U.S. Treasury maintained secret accounts attributed to every U.S. citizen that can be drawn on by filing a series of bogus documents with the U.S. Treasury and other governmental entities. As part of the fraud scheme, Sellers also promoted the use of Form 1099-OID to fraudulently report to the IRS debts including mortgages, student loans, credit card debts, and court judgments as income, along with 100% withholdings of that income in informational returns in order to overcome the IRS's internal controls and induce the IRS to issue refunds that were not owed. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. Fremont business owners sentenced in scheme to use foreign bank accounts to avoid millions of dollars in income taxes. Chong Chai Kwan, a.k.a. Roger Kwan, was sentenced to 10 months in prison for crimes related to a scheme to underreport his income by nearly $4.5 million. On May 27, 2023, Kwan was charged by felony information, with one count each of willfully aiding and assisting in the preparation of a false tax return and willfully violating foreign bank account reporting requirements. On April 24, 2023, Kwan pleaded guilty to both counts. Kwan owned and managed QXQ Inc., a manufacturer of circuit board text fixtures based in Fremont, California. According to his plea agreement, Kwan admitted that since before 2014, QXQ maintained two sets of QuickBooks bookkeeping files. One set of books recorded sales to customers in the United States and all of QXQ's expenses. The second set of books recorded sales to customers in Asia. Kwan directed QXQ's customers in Asia to wire their payments to QXQ's bank accounts in New Zealand. The income and expenses of QXQ were reported on Kwan's individual Form 1040 tax returns. Kwan admitted that he provided his income tax preparers only the QuickBooks bookkeeping file that recorded QXQ's sales to customers in the United States and all of its expenses. Kwan's actions omitted over $4 million in 2017 income, causing his 2017 federal income taxes to be underreported by $1,783,339. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Former local nonprofit VP sentenced to 3 years in prison for wire fraud, identity theft. Tila Gilbert, former vice president, academic affairs advisor, and office manager of Hope for Change, a nonprofit organization that provides housing and care for adults with developmental disabilities, drug addiction problems, and mental disorders, was sentenced in U.S. District Court to 36 months in prison for wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. Gilbert and co-founder Barry Renee Isaacs, the founder, owner, CEO and president of Hope for Change, and founder of Black Wall Street Cooperative, induced payments for false invoices to a company. Specifically, Gilbert submitted more than 30 fraudulent invoices totaling approximately $246,000 for services not actually performed by Black Wall Street Cooperative. Her fraudulent invoices named individuals who did not work for the corporation, including the identity of one woman who died in 2019. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Former Navy civilian employee and former executive indicted in bribery scheme involving over $100 million in government contracts. James Soriano, a former civilian employee of San Diego-based Naval Information Warfare Center and a former executive with a South Carolina defense contractor, was charged in an indictment with participating in a bribery scheme to trade expensive meals, jobs, and a ticket to a premier sporting event for help obtaining more than $100 million in government contracts. According to the indictment, Soriano worked for the Naval Information Warfare Center, which provided contract administration services for the Navy. From 2006 to 2019, Soriano was an engineer, project leader, and certified contracting officer representative with the technological experience to help manage Department of Defense contracts. Soriano was supposed to act as a liaison between the government and the contractor, including keeping contractor bid, proposal, and selection information confidential and protecting the integrity of the acquisition process by maintaining fairness in the government's treatment of all bidders. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, April 5th, 2024. Bitcoin fog operator convicted of money laundering conspiracy. Roman Sterlingov, a dual Russian-Swedish national, was convicted for his operation of the longest-running Bitcoin money laundering service on the dark net. According to Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, Sterlingov thought he could use the shadows of the internet to launder hundreds of millions of dollars in Bitcoin without getting caught. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Sterlingov was involved in operating Bitcoin Fog from 2011 through 2021. Bitcoin Fog was the longest-running cryptocurrency mixer, gaining notoriety as a go-to money laundering service for criminals seeking to hide their illicit proceeds from law enforcement. Over the course of its decade-long operation, Bitcoin Fog moved over 1.2 million Bitcoin that was valued at approximately $400 million at the time of the transactions. The bulk of this cryptocurrency came from darknet marketplaces and was tied to illegal narcotics, computer crimes, identity theft, and child sexual abuse material. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.